We all know that working in the emergency management sector can be tiring at times, sometimes quite exhausting. There's the shift work and the unrelenting busyness and unpredictability and, of course, all of those challenges that you face on shift and then, of course, when you clock off. And so this meditation's about managing all of that so that we don't become exhausted. It's really important that we keep a little bit in the tank, particularly during challenging times, in challenging lines of work like the one you're in. Really important to keep a little bit in the tank and not to just get too overwhelmed and exhausted. And so that's what this meditation is going to be about. So just sitting or lying somewhere comfortably, closing the eyes or half closing them if you prefer. Just bringing your attention to your body and doing a bit of an audit. Just scanning your attention through the body and just noticing how you're feeling. What are your energy levels like right now? You're feeling energized and fresh, or feeling a little tired, or perhaps completely drained and depleted? Is your body relaxed, or are you holding tension? Is there a sense of strain in the muscles? Are you feeling heavy, feeling light? See if you can just have a sense of curiosity about your body right now. So not forming any stories about what you're feeling, letting go of any judgments, good or bad or right or wrong. Just noticing what's actually happening. How's your body actually feeling right now? Underneath the thoughts that you have about how your body's feeling, how's it actually feeling? Noticing any problem solving in the mind, thinking about what you're going to do to change or fix or perhaps hold on to whatever it is that you're experiencing. And again, letting go of that, coming back to just feeling the body. Now, the body's always telling us what we need to know. It's always giving us information. It's letting us know when we're starting to get tense, when the fight and flight response is kicking off, even if we're just thinking of something stressful, you know, worrying or catastrophizing or dwelling. If we're paying attention to the body, it will let us know that we're doing that. You know, it's telling us whether we've had enough sleep. It's telling us whether we've been eating properly or exercising enough. Unfortunately, though, a lot of us don't pay enough attention to our bodies, so we miss those signals, particularly the subtle ones, and we only really notice them when we're completely exhausted or have huge knots of tension in our shoulders, or we're ravenously hungry, or anything like that. So what we want to do is learn to pay attention. The body's it's a portal into the present moment, and it's a fantastic way of staying balanced during the day and the night. And so right now, just take some time to really feel your body. You need to let go of any judgments and stories because that takes your attention away from feeling it. So let go of them and just feel. You can use your breathing to help with this. You just feel your in-breath and your out-breath. So resting your attention on the breath and at the same time being aware of your whole body and the physical sensations there, as well as the emotions that you might be feeling. And if you're not feeling a whole lot, just being curious about what you might be feeling, just keeping the attention with the body, being interested, not as an idea, but as an experience. How's your body feeling right now? If you're not in the habit of listening to your body, then, you know, you might not feel a whole lot. Or your mind might just keep wandering off over and over and over and over again, if that's the habit of the mind, and it is for a lot of people. And that's fine, just noticing that, coming back to the body, back to the breath, back to being interested in how your body's feeling. And just being open to the information that your body's giving you right now, particularly in regards to anything that's out of balance in your life. I mean, you know, are you feeling tired? You might be feeling quite tired, in which case maybe you need to prioritize sleep a little bit more, or look at the, you know, changes you need to make to your lifestyle so that you can get good quality sleep, cutting down on caffeine and alcohol, or exercising a little bit more, or getting off screens a bit earlier in the evening. Just allowing your body to give you information and being open to receiving that. If you're feeling tense right now, what's that telling you? Have you been lost in thought today, or trying to do too much, maybe trying to multitask, or, you know, juggling too many things at once, trying to get too much done? And if that's the case for you right now, what small changes could you make in your life to just not get so tense, not get so worked up? Could you perhaps choose to not sweat the small stuff, not to worry about the uncontrollable, just focus on what you can control? Or maybe just to do one thing at a time, to unitask rather than trying to multitask, which is a source of stress for a lot of people. What are your emotions telling you? Are there certain things that are unresolved for you in your relationships or elsewhere in your life? Just being open to the information of your body, the information of your being. Recognizing that it's always, always telling you what you need, telling you whether you're in alignment or out of alignment with your values, whether you're living in integrity or not, whether things are in balance or not. And as I said, most of us haven't learned to pay attention in this way, and the busyness of life with all of its distractions and all those things, they really get in the way of listening. But we can learn to listen. That's what we're doing right now, just learning to feel without judgment, without stories. Just letting that be a guide for us. You could allow that to guide you a little more. You know, imagine if throughout the day you were just aware of your body, aware of your breathing, and just started to notice subtle changes to physiology and noticing the information that was giving you. Imagine if you started to notice, for instance, when you were tired, and just to really prioritize sleep. Don't distract yourself and watch screens till late at night, because then you can't feel the tiredness, but just to take a night off from that. Try to get a good night's sleep. And so your task as we start to wrap up this meditation is to continue this practice as much as you can throughout the day. Just paying attention to your body. It's called interoception. It's an awareness of your own physical and emotional state. And it's a muscle that you can strengthen. And the stronger it gets, the more you're able to get the information that your body is always giving you. And you can listen to that and allow that to guide your choices and your behaviors. And so for now, as we wrap up the meditation, just allowing your eyes to open, but still staying with this sense of body awareness.